Hi, this is Kel,
Jim,
and Giz from the Empty Page,
and you're listening to UBC Radio,
CITR FM 101.9,
Vancouver.
I hate to say,
Pizza Pod Radio, Pizza Pod. His name is Jack Lemming, and he's here to stay, kicking the ass in radio way. Tristan Bayless is bunker cop with slaying comedy around his dongus.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hey.
How are you?
Hey, what the hell? What's going on?
What year is it?
What the hell? Remember that?
What in the Sam Hill?
What the hell? Remember that?
Yeah.
From, like, King of the Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
funny. Is
that
what the Sam Hill is?
Yeah,
the King of Sam Hill?
Yeah, Sam Hill, the barber. Yeah. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. On the unceded territory, the Musqueam speaking, or sorry, the Hunkamina speaking Musqueam people, here at UBC. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
So, Jack, what are these people listening to? What are they got going on?
What are these people listening to? Well, Radio Pizza Party, it's a fun variety show. It's a comedy news hour. We discuss happenings in the global press. We talk about things that we find.
We deep dive.
We do deep dives.
We're like the deep dive team.
Yeah, the deep dive team.
Yeah.
That would be a good name for a band.
What? It's a bit long.
Yeah. If we cut one of the words out there.
The deep team.
The deep team.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. That'd be a good name for a plumbing company.
Yeah, because they go deep into the pipes. Into the pipes, yeah.
They only work on big buildings because they have to be able to fit in the pipe to do the repairs. They do them from the inside.
Do you think there's a lot of plumbers that still need to go into pipes? Do you think there's a like Andy Dufresne sort of thing?
Well, my plumber always does his work in a scuba suit, whether or not he's just fixing the sink.
Whoa.
That's his prerogative, though.
I guess, hey, if it does not hurting me, who's it hurting?
Him, because he does not look like he's having fun in that scuba suit.
No, so maybe...
He walks around in flippers, the whole thing.
It's his choice, though.
Oh, yeah, I don't...
I mean, he's not getting
forced
to. I
wouldn't ask my plumber.
No. I'm just wondering if, like, his boss asked him to or something.
Oh, that's possible.
That's possible. I am, of course, Tristan Wheeler. You can follow me on Twitter.
if you want,
at @T_Wheeler. I am here with my co-host.
Co-host. I'm Jack Lemming. You can follow me on Twitter.
Cool.
Even if you don't want to.
You are given that option.
you're given the option. Even if you don't want to, you can follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to. You don't have to, but you could.
even if you don't want to?
You still could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes doing things you don't want to do is good.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to go for a run, but that's good for your body.
It's good for your body. Following me on Twitter is just like going for a run.
It's like drinking a glass of milk. It does the body good.
Yeah, and it's exhausting.
Don't you find when you drink a glass of milk, you're just out of breath?
Yeah. I drink a big one, and I drink it fast. I do the gallon challenge twice a day.
So we are Radio Pizza Party. We've haven't been on air for a while.
It's been, yeah.
We've had a bit of a hiatus.
We were preempted two times in a row.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was a bummer.
But we will be back in your ear holes for a few times, and then there'll be another hiatus because of Christmas.
Well, we can pre-record. Oh, I think we need to pre-record. We have time.
Oh, this is true. Yeah. And then we'll be back in January. I think we'll have a weekly thing going on at that point.
I think so. Yeah.
I think that'll be the case. But it's not just me and Jack here. We have a guest.
We may have two guests.
That is up to debate. But we definitely have one. We are here with
Matthew. I've been here before.
Speak right into the mic.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Jack.
It's okay.
Don't hurt me like you always do.
Oh,
there's a what?
Killing me softly with his song.
Air.
Okay.
So Matt, what's up? What's your thing? What's your deal?
I have a lot of things, a lot of deals.
Cool.
Going on at the moment.
What's
big
the
deals,
last deal
small
you
deals.
Made?
The last deal I made?
Yeah.
Is a big deal.
What was it?
Whoa.
Can't really talk about that.
Whoa, I got
like a business deal.
We got Donald Trump over here. Friggin' art of the deal.
Yeah. Was it a stocks deal?
Big stocks being traded back and forth.
Back and forth. So not even just one way. Not just a one-way stock exchange.
You sold stocks and then you bought them back.
Yeah.
For
the same
price?
It was more like stock kings, if I'm being honest. Like, I bought some socks is what I'm trying to say.
You bought socks. Okay.
Yeah.
What kind? Like, what color?
Yeah, like brown?
No, they're just, you know, regular white socks.
Okay.
But I needed them, so that's why it was
What length
deal.
Are we talking?
I would say regular socks are black.
I'm talking, like...
Ankle.
I'm talking top of the leg.
Whoa.
Like...
You got crotch-length
like
socks?
I got crotch-length socks.
Do they connect? Are they, like, both legs in one
That
thing?
Sounds kind of like
no,
tights.
No, they're separate. They go just high enough that they, like, get in the way if you're wearing, you know, middle of the leg underwear.
Oh, so there's a bit of a bunching, like they're going for the same territory.
They layer over them.
Yeah, well, they have to, or else then you would have exposed skin under your pants, and who wants that?
So if you're wearing a boxer brief, this would be a bit of a clash.
You need to wear briefs.
Oh, okay.
What do you tuck into what?
Well, it depends on the person, but it says a lot about you which way you do
which
it.
Which way do you do it? Yeah.
I tuck the socks into the... Boxers.
Oh my god.
We got one of these
guys
over here.
Can
we get a new guest?
What?
If we got one of those on our show.
Ooh, well, a second. You know, I think we might have a second guest.
We might.
This is up for human debate.
Okay, I guess we'll see throughout the course of the show if we have a second guest.
So Matt, what do you are you still in school? What's your deal?
Will you ever not be in school?
That was quite the loaded, are you still in school there, Tristan?
I don't know. I didn't ask. We just saw each other, and then we came immediately here. So
I am still in school.
Oh, okay. Cool.
One more year.
And you are also in the, what is it? The deep team, right? Is that the one? Oh, in the dive team.
The dive team.
And you're in the dive team, which is, why don't you explain that to people, to the listeners?
You know, the dive team is a team. We do a lot of teamwork.
Like team building exercises?
Team building exercises.
And like a lacrosse team?
No, more a team in the sense that we all work towards the same purpose.
Okay. Do you ever do that team building exercise where you all hold hands and then you have to try to figure out a way
to untangle?
To untangle?
Yeah. So you get a bunch of people and everybody just kind of grabs a hand.
Yeah, but...
And then you try to go back into a circle where everyone's holding their hands.
We did that one time, but we never figured out how to untangle. So now we just kind of move as one single unit through life.
Is that the guest? The other guest? Is somebody still in that tangle?
Yeah, there are a few people here that aren't speaking, but they're all holding hands.
Yeah. And they look like they're asleep.
Yeah. I guess
you guys kind of like take it in shifts?
Like, take
we
watch?
We take life on in shifts because we realized that we could, you know... Sleep for 2/3 of the day that way. We all have one passport.
Oh, wow.
What's the name? Is it? Do you guys just have like a bunch of first
names?
Is
it like Scrooge David?
The dive team.
Yeah, mm-hmm. First name, the last name, dive team. Oh, and we also make music from time to time.
What kind of music is it, just for the listener?
It is the type that you want to hear.
So if I wanted to hear... Like
Screamo.
No, not that kind.
If I wanted to hear that kind of music...
If you wanted to hear hip-hop and R&B music, you would listen to the Dive Team.
Oh, okay.
What if that's not the music
that
I want
to hear?
Will you make the music that I want to hear for
you
me?
You know what? Yeah, give me a genre and I will make
country.
We'll get it.
I want to hear that one that's that music that's like, it starts doing like this one, and then it layers, but just slightly off. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
you talking about just noise?
Yeah, like noise. But
can,
like layered
noise. You want a bunch of layers of different noises on top of each other.
Like those compositions where it's like a bell ringing, and then they put another bell ringing sound on top of it. And then you just keep
can
doing that.
Can you find a clip of this? Because I'm having trouble thinking of...
No idea what you're talking about.
Here, I'll look it. I'll look it up. Let me just give me a sec. So this is the type of music I'm thinking of here. Just give me a second. It's just give me a second. It's like this. like this sort of thing.
Sounds like...
This sounds like music in, like, a corporate presentation.
Hi, this is corporate business, and you are our new employee.
Oh, this is this big deal energy that he's bringing.
Wow, if I was working for a new employee, I'd be feeling real confident.
Yeah. Or this is another really good one of that. This one's actually maybe a little more, sounds a little bit more real.
The other one was very real.
No, this one is like more of what I was thinking. Like, do you do it? Have you done that song?
Oh, yeah. That was actually our first single. But then we realized someone had made it already.
Oh.
And there was a whole bunch of problems.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Was this deal like a legal deal? Was this another deal you made to not get sued?
Yeah.
By Jeremiah?
Well, the bullfrog was actually... Yeah, Jeremiah the bullfrog tried to sue us.
He seems like a litigious bullfrog.
A litigious bullfrog.
Yeah.
Why
don't
we?
Why the song says he was a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a falling out.
Then he
sorts.
Sued me.
Damn.
Why don't we? Or he was like, he was a good friend of mine, but he now is more of a colleague. We see each other every couple
just
months.
He's different now, man. Like,
we still work
he's
together.
He just changed.
Yeah.
Do you guys like fall out or something? Like, no, like, he's just different now. He's just like, not the same.
He broke up with his girlfriend. He just kind of changed.
Yeah. He got really into like artesian pipe making.
Oh yeah. And you're like, oh, okay, I don't want to talk about that all the time.
Ugh, fuck, I know.
Why don't we move on to our next topic here?
Yeah.
Our next topic of discussion, and that is some news to discuss. That's a classic
dive team cut there.
Dive team cut. So the first piece of news, Jack, do you want to take it away?
Yeah, I'll read the headline and then,
we're going to comment on it.
The Supreme Court ruled that the police overstepped when they arrested a woman who wasn't holding onto an escalator handrail, but they should have mentioned what she was holding on to.
Ay, ay, ay.
Whoa.
Jaya, jaya. So what do you think of that?
What do you think she was holding on to? And then we'll tell you.
That's a good question. Well, first of all, I think it was irresponsible to not hold on to the elevator handrail.
What?
Or do you always do it?
Do you think she should have got arrested for it?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, this is legit.
I do think she should have been arrested for that, but I'm going to have to assume that she was holding on to a bag of narcotics.
Oh, that might have been what actually got her.
Yeah.
For real? I guess
no,
right.
No, she was holding on to the officer's gun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And his pepper spray.
Yeah.
So she had a firm grab.
With both hands.
Yeah, she was like, yep. And then he's like, what are you doing? He's like, wait till you see where this other hand's going. Gun.
I'm just going to, like, go on. That's not a very good cop that when someone reaches for anything on his belt, he goes,
says,
what are you doing?
Hey, now, pal.
Hey.
What's going on
What
here?
Is this?
Let me get this. I'm not a fan of what you're doing right
what
now.
What are you doing right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, not my favorite.
No. You ever seen someone go for a gun on a cop?
I've seen it in Kenny Rogers' Jackass. On
what?
Mad TV.
What?
You remember Mad TV, right?
Yes.
You remember the Kenny Rogers Jackass?
It's like Kenny Rogers, the country singer.
Yeah,
on Jackass.
Doing Jackass. Yeah. And there's one where it's the grab a cop's gun challenge, and he grabs the cop's gun and shoots himself in the foot.
Funny.
And that's the whole thing.
Is it Will Sasso?
Probably.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, call in if you remember that sketch if you're listening. 604-822-2487. That is 604-822-2487. If you remember the Jackass Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, for
sketch.
Another, there's another one where they do the baseball catching with my teeth trick, mm-hmm. and he doesn't. He just gets hit in the face with a baseball bat.
Classic bit.
Classic bits. They're so good.
did you guys hear about this latest piece of news that dropped?
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yep.
This guy in Toronto.
Wow.
Dumped that bucket of poo on several people.
Did they deserve it?
No.
I don't think anybody ever does. I'm just going to get that
okay, Matt, what would someone do that would deserve that?
Yeah, let's get your sense of justice out in the world.
Maybe they said, hey, I will pay you $2 million to dump a large bucket of human excrement on me.
That, I mean, I guess, I don't know, would that be deserved?
Would you earn it? Yeah. Like, is that deserved?
I don't know if that's deserved. I imagine deserved, like, you did something bad, so you get this piece of justice upon you.
Yeah.
Maybe they were something they really want to happen, and so they earned $2 million to give someone, and they deserve it because they work so hard to make
it
happen.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be one method of deserving that, I guess. Jack? What?
What's so funny?
Is someone out there?
No, just the idea that this is like a panel discussion of how somebody would earn the
or deserve.
I would say that if, like a bad boss at a septic tank company who'd been mistreating the workers.
Oh, yeah, he's, like, not paying them.
Yeah.
It has a sort of poetic justice
exactly.
to
yeah.
it.
And they're fixing a septic tank one day. They're scooping out all the, the turds.
Treated his employees badly, and at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah, and one of the employees gets a bucket, and he goes, you know what? I got quite the idea.
He didn't fill the bucket up. He had the bucket as part of his job.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not, like, extra malicious or anything.
And the boss is in the middle of a tirade, like, Johnson, if you do that one more time, you're at,
and
I have your ass on the,
And they come up behind him like football players with the Gatorade bucket at the end of the Super Bowl. Like,
and everyone celebrates except for him. But then, I imagine he's like, goes home, he's like, that was kind of like the Gatorade thing.
And then he was a really good boss after that.
Yeah, he watched football with the guys.
Yeah.
And they'd watch the Super Bowl, and you'd go, you remember when you did that to me with poo?
I think someone would deserve it. You know when you go to coffee shops?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and you give them your name.
No, yes. I never do that.
What?
I say no.
No, are you just saying that?
I'm like, you.
Okay, well,
you haven't earned that.
Say you weren't as concerned about your privacy as Jack was.
Yeah.
So you tell them your name, and then when you get your drink, they say, you know, large frapp, extra, you know, whatever, two shots of mocha, two shots of espresso, you know, whipped cream, whipped cream.
These drinks that these kids were ordering. Whatever happened to just a black coffee?
Yeah, and these names for the friggin' things, venti, trenti, okay, why didn't you do whatever happened to medium and large?
Yeah, come on.
So when they give you your cup and you look at it and it's your name but spelled wrong, that's deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
That's when you deserve the bucket.
I've seen them.
I'd say just a coffee cup worth
easy
maybe.
Names. I think they do it on fun.
My name was misspelled as Jeff once. But I said,
but
Jeff,
you like,
so.
My name is Jeff?
Yeah.
But you like
you
that
said
name?
No.
I said it like in 22 Jump Street. I said, my name, Jeff.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you told them your name was Jeff.
Yeah, and then they misspelled my name as Jeff.
Oh, man.
Because they should have known my name is Jeff.
That's a good one. I once was at a thing, and I was like, what if I tell them my name is Ezekiel? And then you tell them that, and they're like, they don't care. They don't realize it's a silly name.
They didn't even hear it. They're just writing it down.
Yeah,
they just think that's your name because it's another regular name. There's no reason you would not be named that.
Yeah, because when I've worked at a coffee shop, you get so many names.
Yeah,
and you're
it doesn't
like,
matter.
It does. You're like you lose. You're like, I don't know what a normal name is anymore.
Yeah.
So this guy might as well be named Ezekiel.
Sounds good to me. That's cool.
Why don't we go to our last piece of news? This Papa John's.
Yeah.
Oh, what did he do this time?
What is he? What is that scamp up to these days?
Papa John predicts a quote day of reckoning.
So yeah, let's play.
We have a clip to go with this one. He had an interview, and we'll explain a bit of the Papa John controversy after the video.
Oh, after the video, okay. Yeah. So here we go.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days. Livy currently and Mark Shapiro should be in jail. He has no pizza experience. He's never been in the pizza category. I would just say, stay tuned. The day of reckoning will come. The record will be straight.
Why not set the record straight now? I mean, what is it about the record that's not straight?
Stay tuned. I've had over 40.
And then, so that's the clip. So, Jack, why don't you inform us?
John Schnatter. Nice
Papa
Italian name.
Hey,
started Papa John's in what, the I don't know. Who cares?
Who
the
cares?
80s. Huge pizza chain. A few years ago, he was on a conference call and he said the N-word. And then he apologized for it. And then I think he called somebody mentally handicapped on another conference call.
Like the
R word
or like.
Yeah, like the R word. Yeah. And then he was fired or resigned, and he is now apparently hell-bent on getting Papa John's back.
Yeah, which is now owned by Shaq.
Yeah, it's now by Shaquille.
No, is that real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's real.
He's at least the very, he's the face of the brand.
Is he? I thought he owned it.
I bet he has a stake
Papa
in
Shaq.
It.
I'd buy a Papa Shaq pizza.
That's the thing. If it was, they should change it to Papa Shaq.
I would.
Or the Pizza Shaq.
Oh.
Way better. This guy's making deals left, right, and center.
Papa John's MBA will be joining Papa John's members of company's of the company's board of directors. So he doesn't own it. So he is an investor and board member. So still a big big role.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a big guy, so it probably needed a bigger table or something.
Yeah.
A lot of pizza.
Hey. What's the most pizza you've ever eaten in one time, one sitting?
In one sitting?
Yeah.
Probably one pizza. That makes sense.
It's hard to get past one pizza. I would never be so hungry I would order two pizzas.
But like slices.
Slices? Probably 35.
Whoa, that's definitely.
But it was just a large pizza that I cut into 35
slices. That's fair. Yeah, I guess one slice of pizza could be a whole pizza.
No.
It's not
it has to be sliced, yeah.
Okay, two, a half a pizza.
But you could slice it.
Yeah, like a little like piece just off of the crust.
Get a
just
hole punch.
Off to the side. A hole punch.
No, because it has to have edges to be a slice. Like, you can't just be a whole punch out of the middle of your pizza.
That's true.
Yeah. So a whole pizza, like a large pizza?
Yeah, I've eaten multiple large pizzas. I don't think I've ever passed that threshold. Maybe if I had a large pizza and someone else had a different kind of pizza and was like, would you like a bite of my pizza for the taste? Mm-hmm. And I tried some of their pizza. That would probably be the most pizza I've ever had in my life.
Jack?
I'd say I've eaten a large pizza before, not to brag, and then I would I'd say I was probably with somebody and they were like, do you want to also eat my large pizza? And then I ate theirs as well,
and then there was another person
there was in the kitchen. They were like, hey, we got a bunch of pizzas that we're gonna throw out if you don't want them. And I said, all right, I guess I'll take them, and I ate probably five or six more. But that I would say was probably the most I've eaten in one sitting.
So not a lot.
No,
pretty reasonable amount of pizza.
They were all like deep dish extra sausage. So not like,
I mean,
a
that's
heavy,
the only way you eat.
Yeah, not like a heavy pizza.
Yeah, it was like a good classic Brooklyn, like just thin crust slice.
Yeah.
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 Just nice and light.
Yeah. Deep dish extra
I'm
sauce.
I'm hearing conflicting stories on what type of pizza this was.
It was a thin crust,
it's like
deep
a thin
dish.
A thin
it was
deep
a
dish.
Thin crust deep dish pizza.
No, but like I didn't mean literally thin crust, but like that kind of lightness of a thin crust.
Yeah, it was super light. Like I could just fire down the slices.
Yeah.
I was probably clearing a pizza every 30 seconds.
That is impressive.
Yeah, like
it wasn't hard for me.
How many pizzas do you think Papa John could eat?
Well, we know he can eat 40 pizzas in 30 days.
That's more than one a day.
There's a piece of info you guys are missing from watching the video, and that he looks really damp. His skin is really shiny, and his hair looks really greasy.
Well, what do you think happens when you eat 40 pizzas in 30 days?
I just showed the picture to the guests.
He looks like he's eaten 40 pizzas in 30 days.
He has also clearly had an incredible amount of plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He looks kind of lumpy.
I watched a video of him from a couple years ago, and it's like night and day. It's like looking at, I don't even know, a skeleton and then a human. Like, it's...
Skeletons are inside of humans.
I know. That's the wild thing.
No way.
Maybe this kind
of
guy.
Hold on.
There's a spooky skeleton inside of you.
Right? Whoa, wait. I don't like that.
So that has been some news to discuss. Okay. I guess it's probably time for a QLB.
Let's go to a QLB. Maddie, what's a QLB?
Quarter.
Too late. It's a quick little break.
So we are going to be playing a song.
We're going to play a song.
We're going to play a song. So this following song is called A Lot's Gonna Change by, I believe it's pronounced Wiseblood or Wayasblood. So we'll play that, and then
we'll be back.
We'll be back.
How we do.
That's how we do.
That's how we do.
That's not the song.
Was that a remix of the BBC theme?
Yes, it was.
Someone turn out the lights. not so sure everybody's seeing me. Someone turn out the lights. 'Cause I'm not so sure everybody's seeing me. See that your makeup was running late last night. It hasn't been a while since you laid beside each other and watched the walls fall down. It's just a smiling cry. Everybody's got a little ugly that's been.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, you're listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where we are. We're at the University of British Columbia on the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. Broadcasting live to you and yours.
I'm sure you're sitting down with your family.
You're sitting around. Maybe you're one of our American listeners, very close to the border.
Yeah.
You've just had Thanksgiving dinner the night before.
Mm-hmm.
You're having your Thanksgiving leftover sandwiches, all of you.
You have you minor kerchief and you and your hat are just sitting down for a long winter's nap.
Yeah. You've got your belt buckle and your hat buckle.
And you're
ready to go.
You just put the fire on and you're maybe having a glass of
Chianti.
And we are, I'm Tristan, this is Jack.
I'm Jack.
I pointed at him.
You pointed at me.
In case you guys are wondering. And over here, I'm pointing at another guy.
Matthew
is here.
Who shall remain last nameless.
He will. Yeah, I don't think we said your name. Last name?
It's not important.
It's like a German kind of Soddenborden.
Matthew Snoddenborden.
Matthew Snoddenborden. So, we are Radio Pizza Party. We've been, we talked about the news a little bit. We've been chatting it up with our many friends. And,
yeah, we got a lot of friends.
We actually have way more friends.
We got dozens of friends.
Dude, we got so many friends. So why don't we go into our first planned segment?
Yeah, we got a segment planned. We don't do this with just anyone.
No.
I feel special.
This one's called Family Matthews.
This is called
Family Matthews.
Matthews.
Let's play that theme song. Yeah.
Classic.
This isn't even the Family Matters theme song.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Shut up. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see. Okay, so
I thought you were just gonna play the whole thing just to mess with me, like the entire song.
What we did?
We did.
What did we just do?
That was the whole theme. So, yeah, Matthew, we have some questions for you.
Yeah, okay. So we're gonna find. Imagine we're your family.
Yeah.
Act like a dad.
Now, Matthew, you can't keep eating the bars of soap in the bathroom. They're
but
for
Dad,
the guests.
They taste so good. Why would you buy the flavored ones if you didn't want me to?
I know, but. The
I'm
Irish
the mom.
The guests got offended last time we bought Irish Spring. I had to get the nice stuff.
You're not supposed to roast a bar of soap for Thanksgiving.
You know what? This is me. This is not a phase.
Get out of my house.
I've heard that before.
Get out of my goddamn house. Okay. So this is a game where we talk to Family Matthews.
We want to get to know you.
We want to get to know the man behind the dive team.
Okay.
And this might give us an idea of who you are as a person, and it might elucidate people listening or in the room about certain things.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Matthew, I want your best shot.
I want you to run through for me. So let's say you're going out on a night on the town.
Yeah.
Run me through your process of getting ready.
All right. So at the beginning of the night, you know, hop in the shower. I don't turn it on.
Okay. You just stand there for a bit.
So no, the first thing you do is get in the shower. Up.
Wait, you get all soaped up dry?
Yeah, and then I get out of the shower.
Just sopping soaped.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't turned the shower
on
yet.
No, I know. Just like just covered in like just slick. Soap. Yeah, yeah, just slick.
And then I put on my best outfit. Okay. If you're ever on a night out with me, don't like reach under my shirt or anything.
That's hard for some people.
Yeah.
Because it is slimy. Anyways.
Okay. Well, okay.
Okay.
Anyways, put on my best clothes, you know. Then I have a full 8 hours sleep.
Oh, so this is you do have lots of prep.
Yeah. Lots of prep.
What time? What time do you start? So let's say you're going out for like 10 p.m. What time do you start this routine?
8.5 hours before that.
Okay.
Fair. So that would be, when would that be?
You tell me. I don't feel like doing math right now.
1:30.
Yeah, it'd be 1:30.
Yeah, that's when I start getting ready.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I go out by myself. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then I go to my parents' house, and I reignite the soap argument all over again.
Because you're now covered in soap, so you're as prepared as you can
so
be.
So it's an argument. So, oh, like the one, the thing that, So you're like, I want to eat this soap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, look at me now, Mom.
Yeah. Okay. So you do that in that order.
I do it in that order, and then I go out and I have like a drink or something, you know, try and meet some new people.
A drink.
I just want to, if you're going out, let's say that you've already showered and everything.
I don't shower.
Okay, let's say that
shower.
You've stood in the shower.
Okay.
And let's say you had a big meal earlier in the day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And nature calls.
Oh, this is like you're calling me out for the weird shit I do now.
The weird stuff. Calls. Yeah.
Yes, the weird. Yes. What do you do if you go to the bathroom and you're planning on going out that evening?
You already know what I do, Jeff.
No, I'd like to.
Wait, I have intel.
Yes,
okay,
let's
okay.
hear from
we have another plays. Person. Oh.
Yeah.
He plays music really loud so that I can't hear him take a shit.
He plays what kind?
And you're calling me out for the weird things you know about me. You know I get back in the shower.
Yes, I do. So
you do that too.
Yeah, he does. Yes, I know it. I know it. That's like half the reason I wanted to do this.
You know I get back in the shower.
Yeah, he does like a rapid fire shower.
Yeah,
he's a known multiple showerer. We have a new guest here.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. Never mind. The new guest is left for ever.
Yeah. Next in the this one we should not do.
Yeah, we
shouldn't
do this one.
Yeah.
Matthew, I would like to get your take on this photo that I have of you.
Okay.
Let me just pull up a high res version of it. I have it in.
Hit me with your best
1080p.
I have no idea what photo this is. Oh no!
What is this photo?
Oh no!
Other guests, you might want to take a look.
Oh no!
Oh, I've seen this.
Yeah, do you want to get on mic and tell us about this photo?
Oh my!
That headphone jack doesn't work.
I'm clearly injured in this photo.
We'll sort it out in a second.
Yeah. So what's happening? So yeah, for the viewer, it's Matt.
Bad ass, though.
Matt is
it's
on
what
it.
Happened.
What is the photo?
I am 15 in that photo.
Matt is planking on a tray thing from a cafeteria.
I was a product of the time that I was living in.
Yeah.
This was a popular thing to do at one point.
Yeah.
You know?
If you want to see, Jack, you're going to tweet out this photo, right?
Yes, I am going to tweet out this photo.
Yeah.
With the hashtag, dat stank plank.
That's not that bad. You know, I thought you might have a worse photo of me.
No, that is all I could get.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that is good to know that my social media is relatively clean.
Yeah.
It's pretty boring. You don't go on social media much, which is, I think, the only way to do social media well.
You know it.
Yeah. So that's so, how that is.
Matt, what do you think? So this is just a curveball.
Yes.
Maybe catch you off guard a bit.
Get it.
What's your, and you know what I'm going to say here. You know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know.
I don't.
What is your favorite part about music?
Oh, my favorite part?
Yeah.
Probably the part when it's like, you know?
Oh, the Jack, what do you think?
Some of my favorite songs have that.
Really?
Yeah.
They have the
yeah.
Bow, bow.
Day, bow, bow.
Oh, yeah.
So, Jack, is that all you had prepared for this segment?
He hasn't done that much embarrassing stuff. I mean, we have another one, but it's not
that one
appropriate for the show.
No, it's probably best that we don't do that. Maybe like keyword it, and then Matt will know, and then maybe we can...
Yeah, bathroom floor.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
I win this round, Matthew.
You win this round.
Mm-hmm. I've got you with this one.
Yeah. I realize we usually have a topic that we pick for these.
We usually do.
Today, your topic is...
It's family.
Yeah, it's family. It's Thanksgiving all of our American listeners in Blaine.
That's me taking out the turkey.
Whoa.
Does that sound your turkey? Is it alive?
And then...
Whoa, get the gun! Get the gun! I didn't kill it. Ah! My neck!
This is the worst Thanksgiving ever.
I'm bleeding.
It's a little rare. That's the sassy uncle in the living room.
He's like, and you're like, not helping, Lester.
Lester.
Who invited Lester?
We have to invite Lester. So all Thanksgiving is an American thing right now, but it's also a Canadian thing a month ago.
Yeah.
Matt, what is like a... What's your favorite part about Thanksgiving and getting together as a family?
I hate to bring this up again, but probably the ability to reignite the soap argument with my parents.
Yeah?
That was a classic bit.
Maybe it was a great bit.
Why don't we go back into it?
Let's get back into that bit.
All right.
let's bring shower gel into it.
Oh, that's a good one.
Matthew, you gotta stop drinking the shower gel.
Yeah, you gotta...
You know what I used to do, actually, if we're being...
Oh, and we're out of it. All right, cool.
And scene.
I used to fill up like a Gatorade bottle with shower gel because it's the same color.
And drink it?
I drink that.
Are we still in the bit?
Yeah, we're still in the bit.
I'm the mother.
I'm the father.
Incorporate that into the bit.
Oh, okay. This is weird. Okay.
I just found a bunch of bottles of Gatorade filled with what I think is shower gel.
No, it's just that new Gatorade Thick, I swear.
Why has it got suds on top?
Because it's got bubbles. It tastes real good, I swear.
It smells like...
Well, let me take a big, full... let me take a drink. And you know the way I take drinks is I drink the whole of that thing without stopping to consider what I'm drinking.
Okay, I was drinking soap again. Stop!
Marge, no! Oh, Matthew, you've killed your mother.
I'm running away!
Good.
Now that he's
words.
Gone, I'll crack open a can of this X he has under the fridge. All right, that was fun. Oh. I like that. You just killed both your parents, Matthew.
Oh, no.
How does that feel?
Feels bad.
And that has been the end of Family Matthews.
Right? Oh, it does have a... Oh, I think that was real.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say.
They can still hear you. Please be quiet during the show. No, the mics are on. Okay, so that has been Family Matthews. How did that feel?
Yeah, how was that for you?
How was that for the gang?
It was great.
Get closer to the mic.
I'm okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How was it?
I feel liberated.
From what?
From the mental state of myself before Family Matthews. I felt it was humbling, brought me back down to earth, reminded me of my roots as a person.
Fair.
Cool.
Why don't we go to a QLB? And then we will, in the next, after this break, we will introduce our next guest.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's I'm do excited.
It. Yeah. You might have heard some rustling in the breeze.
Maybe me announcing a guest that wasn't there.
Yeah, which we were, I was like, no, not yet. Mm. Yeah. You might have remembered that. The keen-eyed listener might have heard that.
That'll be at our trivia night.
Yeah, on episode 200, we're not at time, 200 episodes.
Please, sorry. One day we'll be there.
Yes. so this next song, if you can call it that, jeez, is by a certain person named Senior Boof, who's one of the many aliases.
I prefer Junior Boof, but okay.
Okay. One of the many aliases of my friend Nick Morgan. We will also be playing something from the Dive Team, right, Jack?
Yeah, we're going to play a Dive Team track.
Play a Dive Team track on the radio. Yeah, and then we'll be back to the show. So stay tuned and listen to some music.
You are now listening to Senior Boof. Buy your mixtape today. Try to find somebody better and you really won't.
Send another picture, she be twitching. End up back and hate it in the kitchen. Bring another friend and get a sipping on the finest wine. Yeah, I know you're mine. Roll up on the tuck, give me that lippin'. I can take a rope, but I can whip it. Suck up on the tip just for a minute. You won't spit it, you want a mission. Yeah, they fall in love with me. Girl, I think not the only
bone. Pussy put my ass to sleep like it was melatonin. I ain't seen you in a minute, looking hella grown. Come here, baby, put your number in my cellophone. We can get along, we can get along. Turn the lights down dark, gotta set the tone. Ain't no stopping when I start till the early moan. Knock the pussy out the park like I'm Barry Bonds. She a vixen, everything she do is for attention. She a snack and I wanna get a fixin'. But the bitch is moving shady like she Nixon. She don't fit in, man, I'm flexin'. Learn your lesson. Got your girl and a girlfriend in the West End. Think twice if you wanna get aggressive. Knock you out with my right or my left hand. Yeah.
Send another picture, she be twitching. End up back and hit it in the kitchen. Bring another friend and get a sipping on the finest wine. Yeah, I know you're mine. Roll up on the top, give me that lipping. I can take a rope, but I can whip it. Suck up on the tip just for a minute. You won't spit it, you want a mission. Yeah, they fall in love with me. They wanna roll with me. They wanna take a seat. You're not the only girl that I've seen. Not the only girl I see. You're not the only one for me.
Welcome back, everybody.
One.
Oh,
that we were gonna say one.
I like to have like a, something people can see, like a body. Bodies.
Okay. What if they're looking at their cover of
more
YouTube's
syllables,
one?
More fun, Jack.
That, well, hey, take it from
that.
The guy who just ripped a few syllables in that last song.
Whoa,
oh, wow, that
that's a term
good.
I didn't
that
know.
Was a good
ripping
one.
Syllables. Yeah. I like that a lot. I think that's my new favorite.
I rip syllables.
So yeah, that song was called "Not the Only One." That was by the Dive Team, and then we have a member of the Dive. Whoa! My headphones just did a thing.
We got a member of the Dive Team in studio right now. Yeah. I'll keep going for you.
Thank you. No, I can hear again. So we got a member of the Dive Team here.
His name's Matthew. Can't remember his last name.
Yeah, I think it was
none of your business.
Forgetta Borden.
Oh yeah, Forgotten Borden.
Forgotten Borden. He is a fully German man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, could you tell us some of your inspirations?
My inspirations?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say just like, you know, that the sound that the thing makes when it does
a syllable.
Yeah, like
or a symbol.
Yeah. Like basically,
those
just
are very similar. It's
a
easy to
symbol
get them
crashing, like two. Yeah, exactly.
I think my favorite thing about cymbals is they kind of sound like lightning or
yeah.
thunder, right?
This is actually the only music I'd ever heard before I started making music was.
Was it like cymbals?
Yeah,
like trash cans together, or like
no, like legitimate cymbals.
Oh,
we're
okay.
talking like the good quality stuff.
Okay,
but you know, no melodic component at all. We're just talking strictly cymbals crashing. And
yeah.
that's the only music I'd heard up until the point, you know, just about a year ago.
Wow. So then what was the second music you listened to?
That song.
Oh, this
the one you made.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like a Mozart level of
yeah.
not having heard any music. That's like those like feral children who don't learn a language. And then, but usually they just can't speak anymore. And
that's
yeah.
funny. I was also.
You're a feral child.
Yeah.
Wow. Like Paul Anka.
Sure.
I don't get that.
I don't get it either.
We also have a new person in this little room.
Yeah, let's hear from
let's hear from
him.
We are here with the mic did a fun thing.
Thomas O'Donnell.
We're here with Tom O'Donnell.
Big Paul Anka fan. Thomas
yeah.
O'Donnell.
Tom, how are you?
Good. I'm excited now that we're talking about Paul Anka.
Yeah. So what's your connection to Mr. Anka?
I know that he wrote My Way, mm-hmm. popularized by Frank Sinatra, and he sings it better.
Oh.
He sings it better than Frank Sinatra.
Who's Paul Anka?
He's like a crooner. He's
oh.
kind of like a, yeah, like a Frank Sinatra type.
I see.
Yeah.
What's his big song that people would know?
My Way. A song called Diane? Diana?
Is it, what?
Yeah.
Is it about Princess Diana?
No. Or it could be. I think any song of, any song called Diana, Princess Diana.
Yeah,
that's her name. Yeah.
The thing is that they have that song "Candle in the Wind," which is about Diana, but it's it's not. It doesn't say Diana in it.
No, because it was originally written about Marilyn Monroe, and then they're just like, "We'll make this about Princess
Diana." Now. Two comparable people.
Yes. In, two blonde women.
Two blonde women. What do you? What is your take on blonde women, there, Mr. Lamming?
That's a hard question to answer. I would say that
why?
Because it's phrased really weirdly.
What? What do you think about blonde women? What's wrong with that?
I'm anti-blonde women.
Okay, so that was the one
My
wrong
mother
way.
Is a blonde woman.
That was the one wrong way you could have said
How
that.
How dare you?
Yeah, I'm dating a blonde woman.
Wow.
And you know what? We got to have some words about her.
We're going to have some fists about it.
Yeah. We're going to fight to the song Diana by Paul Anka.
Yeah.
Can we play some Paul Anka?
Yeah, how about I put that song on?
Yeah, let's put on Diana. And
Are
then
you
we'll go
fight
back
as
to
well,
another
or
break.
Was that...
No, we're not going to go to a full. Diana, HD. So.
Whoa, guys,
get
listen,
ready,
this
guys.
This is going to sound really HD.
This is going to sound more HD than friggin' Dive Team ever could dream of it.
Hold on.
Oh, I probably have more music playing. This happens every time. I accidentally played that over top. I don't care just what they say, cause forever
I will pray. You and I, we will be free. Imagine if this is about Princess Di.
Another weird coincidence. She dies.
Whoa.
Princess Di.
Oh my god.
Do you think if her name didn't sound... wasn't Princess Di, she'd still be alive.
Yeah, it's really good that they didn't name her Princess.
Like if her name was like Princess Olivia.
Alive.
Yeah, Princess Liv. Liv, that's a name.
Yeah,
that's even
a name.
A name too.
That's a much more normal name than Olivia. That's a weird one.
Yeah. Yeah, if anyone wants to speak, feel free to just grab a mic. I'll just put that out there. So we do have another...
We got a new segment.
We got a new segment.
I like segments.
So this next segment is called Be My Family. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatware is entertaining. We tell jokes, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks. But it's all in perfect taste that you can bear. That's still a good part. Come on and lift your glass. You've won your own free pass to be our guest. If you're stressed, it's fine dining, we suggest. Okay, cool. Remember when they got Ewan McGregor to do that in the new one? Did anyone see that?
I didn't see that one.
Okay. So, Tom.
Yes.
You have parents.
Yes.
They listen sometimes when you're on.
Yeah. I totally forgot to tell my mama.
That's fair. Yeah. So, I'm not sure if the listener could tell, but we do have a couple in the room here over to my right.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes. Tom.
Yes.
We're going to play a little game.
Okay. Is it an improv game?
It's not. No, not really.
Okay.
This is something I kind of cooked up, so
I'm kind of in the dark as the rules here, but
okay.
We'll figure it out as we go along.
Yeah, so the rules of is, Tom, you want to be adopted.
Okay.
Or maybe not even...
I'm liking this game already.
Not even necessarily adopted.
Okay.
You want to have another parents.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. You got two people right here, which
yes.
might... we don't know if they want to, but this is kind of like a matchmaking thing.
Okay.
So, like, what kind of child do you guys want? Or friend?
No, we're going, no. You created this world, and we're living in it now.
Okay. And then you would say what kind of parents you want.
Okay.
And then we kind of talk it out.
We converse directly?
Well,
are we allowed?
I'll be like the mediator in this.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe we'll kind of start with opening statements. Matthew.
Okay, well, I'm...
And if Simran wants to jump in, she totally can, but if not, that's fine as well.
I think that we are looking for a child that is, like, definitely past when you're, like, legal age of adoption. Like, past that.
Okay.
Because who wants to deal with the stress of raising a child?
At a certain point...
I just want to take credit for an adult's accomplishments.
Okay.
You mentioned the past legal age of adoption. Does it ever become illegal to adopt someone?
Past like 18, once, can you adopt someone?
I think legally you can.
Oh, like, okay. Well, then.
Yeah, like you can add someone to your family.
Basically, I'm trying to say a child that has already been raised and accomplished things that I can then, you know, co-opt.
So you can adopt adults.
You want like a child prodigy.
An adult prodigy.
For sure.
Yeah. Tom, what do you got? Prodigy.
What are my opening statements?
Is that all?
Do you have any prodigal? Yeah. So
is that your full opening statement?
Yeah, I'll start with that. Yeah.
Okay. And then you do your opening statement. Okay. Then we can kind of get back and forth.
So my opening statement is, as much as I love Kevin and Kimberly, they have given me everything I have. Sometimes it would just be nice to have two more parents because like they live so far away and I just want someone who lives slightly closer so I can visit them more often. I don't know how to file my taxes. So I'd like another set of parents who can help me with that. Also, I would love to start like taking my cans and bottles to the return it depot. So one of my big things I'm looking for is parents who have a car so I can I don't have to take them on the bus anymore.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. So when we so you mentioned this prodigal thing.
Yes.
So why don't Tom, where do you go? What do you got?
With prodigy?
Yeah, with prodigy.
Well, I am now an adult. At this taping I am 22 years old.
Okay.
I do go past to the 36th best university in the country.
Wow.
In the world, sorry.
In the world. Yes.
Third best, second best.
36
in the
sounds
country.
More like UVic.
Hold on a second. Hold up.
Whoa, shade. I will be graduating in next graduation, so you can come to that.
Okay.
Right? You get to take all the pictures.
Oh.
I'll be in the whole cap and gown.
I see. Yes.
I don't know what else is going for me in terms of prodigy.
What were you good?
Are you
please, just speak into the microphone.
Right. Are you going for your master's?
Probably not
PhD?
Yet. No, well, my grades are very good. So
I don't know about that. Like PhD, at least.
I like the ring of that PhD. You know. What else did I have to say here? Do you? Can you jump high?
I'm pretty good at jumping rope. Okay. I had to do it in elementary school. We had to like jump 500 times.
What would you say your vertical jump is?
If I tuck my legs under me,
no,
maybe
no,
a
no.
meter.
I'm talking.
This has got to be legs straight out underneath you, like pure.
I'm talking your reach up and then how far you can reach up jumping.
I think probably maybe a foot off the ground.
Ooh, okay.
Maybe
that's,
a little
That's
more.
Way better than Matthew wanted.
So we're talking like.
He was going for at least an inch.
I was really hoping to be a, you know, an NBA
Matt
dad.
Wanted,
Matt.
So,
yeah.
I mean. How are your ball handling skills?
Oh,
how's your basketball IQ?
That's and let the record show that's not a double meaning.
Yeah.
No.
This is a family show.
Yeah.
It really wasn't.
No. That's why I just wanted to make sure that people knew.
Last year I went to a UBC Thunderbirds game and then I got chosen to do a layup thing. And I did not know what that was.
Okay.
And I didn't do it properly, but I still won a t-shirt.
Okay.
They took pity on me enough.
I definitely this is good information to have.
Yeah.
You could still be an NBA parent if Tom has like freakishly long arms.
Yeah.
Do you have freakishly long arms? Those look like, you know, decent length arms.
Let the record show Tom is showing off his wingspan.
Okay.
Flapping around.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I like the addition of showing your skin. I think it was a major thing.
Yeah. Well, what if I don't have skin underneath the shirt?
It's really just organs.
Okay.
So you have been on a semi-professional basketball court?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Matt, have you even done that? Like your potential child is might have more skills than you here.
You see, it's not really about what I've done. It's about what accomplishments I can claim as my own without putting the legitimate work into them.
Okay. Well, Tom, you have a few accomplishments.
I do?
Yeah.
Yes.
You work at a student newspaper.
Oh, I work at a student newspaper. I'm employed currently.
Okay, that's good.
So I would love help with my rent, but I don't need it. What are my other accomplishments? I do have the technical ability to drive a car.
Oh. I have a license.
I do have a car.
Oh my god,
a
really?
Truck, in fact, that you what? Can put all the bottles and cans in a separate whole area.
Oh my god.
And it doesn't even stink up while you're driving, which is one of the worst parts about bottle shipping.
Yeah. what are my other accomplishments?
You were in that play.
I was in that play.
Snoopy play?
Yes, yeah. I did a lot of musical theater in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were in a play with Snoop Dogg, I just heard?
Yeah. Yes. Snoop Dogg was in my high school production of Your Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Wow. Who did he play?
The football.
Okay,
who played Woodstock?
Also Snoop Dogg. Every character except for me was still by Snoop Dogg.
It's like a two-man show.
Was by Snoop Dogg. Yeah, yeah, it was.
And then they're like, wow, the Snoop Dogg is great. And then you come out as Snoopy. And they're like, I feel like this would be the one that Snoop Dogg would play.
Yeah.
But they got someone else for some reason.
He said he didn't want to be Snoopy, dog. He's like, I am Snoop Dogg. I will not be any variation on that.
I won't be typecast.
I refuse. Yeah.
Not already a variation? Isn't that where the name comes from? Never mind.
Wasn't it like Snoop Doggy Dog or like Doggy Boy Dogger or something?
I think it started as Doggy Boy Dogger. I think you're right on that one. That's probably true.
Another specific to basketball and to me playing Snoopy, I was telling this story to someone earlier. When I was in grade 9, we had a pep rally, and I was wearing my Snoopy costume because we had just done a lip dub where I had to wear the costume. And at that pep rally, I also had to do a basketball throwing contest. It was a basketball.
Dressed as Snoopy?
Yeah, it was a basketball / dance off, and I lost really badly to both
parts.
Wait.
At what intersection did the basketball and dancing meet? Are we talking like
Harlem Globetrotters? You moonwalk and then lay up?
Yeah. Okay. It was like, I feel like it was first dancing, then basketball.
And where did you place amongst the contestants?
There was only two and I came last.
Oh. Okay.
Was the other one Snoop Dogg?
No, I think it was a member of the basketball team.
Oh, that's unfair.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, the winner goes to the president of both the basketball team and the dance team. And then I guess, Tom, why did you even... So then also, my question to Matt is people like to be proud of their parents for something.
Of course.
Like they like to say, oh, when my dad was this age, he did this. Bam. What can you give Tom to be proud of as a someone to look up, a role model, if you will?
And okay.
You will.
Well, you know, I'd say I'm pretty decent when it comes to running mediocre fast. I'm saying. We're not talking like professional athlete levels, but you know, I can move.
So you want Tom to brag about you by saying my dad like runs a 5K like twice a year?
Yes.
Do you run a 5K twice a year?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
That's even worse.
I feel like I do, but
you
not
run,
an organized 5K.
You run 10 kilometers cumulatively over the course of a full year.
At least, yes.
All right, that's pretty impressive.
But he does them pretty fast. Well, how fast is medium? Like, have you been in a race lately? Like a foot race?
Yeah.
And what happened there?
I fell down. It wasn't my best foot race.
Who were you racing against?
I was racing against Simran.
What was the race for?
I'd prefer not to say that.
Oh. Was it for a gun?
Okay, now you're talking a bit too much there, Tristan.
Who were you trying to shoot? Was it Snoop Dogg?
I'm getting a bit nervous here.
He's getting a bit heated under the collar.
Ooh, jeez.
I don't like this.
So you can run fast. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Run kind of fast, but not to the point where you're a professional athlete.
You ever seen Usain Bolt run?
Yeah.
Not that fast.
Yeah, Insane Bolt.
Insane Bolt.
Yeah, because he runs insanely fast.
Yeah, that's him.
I'm sorry. So Tom obviously won't be living with you guys if this was to go through. And remember, yes. if you guys, you know, if you say yes, we'll pay for the first meetup.
This isn't
Where's the first meetup? What are we talking?
Like the first like off camera meetup, we'll pay for it.
Can we go to Cactus Club?
I wouldn't mind
Cactus Club.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. So the thing is,
I'm ordering three appetizers.
So Tom's gonna be living. You gotta be reasonable.
Wait, do you guys live in Vancouver?
No, I am currently located in Victoria.
Oh, Victoria.
Well, yeah.
Oh, dang it. Then both sets of my parents are on Vancouver Island?
But Victoria is easier to get to.
That's true. Yeah.
I have a proposition. If, just in case, because Matthew and Simmer, you don't seem too enthused about this. I think Tom is very, once they heard about the truck, you seemed amped, if I'm being honest.
Yes.
If you don't want to fully adopt Tom, what about like an aunt and uncle situation?
That's interesting that you say that. Is there any? So that's decreased levels of responsibility.
Yeah, but you would have to be adopted by Tom's grandparents, so that you would be their.
Let's hear about your grandparents a little bit.
One set of grandparents, both of them are dead. My Nana, she lives in Nanaimo.
Okay.
She is originally from Saskatchewan.
Okay, yeah.
What does she do?
What's her vertical looking like?
That's a good question. I don't think I've ever seen my Nana jump in my life. next time, when I'm at Christmas, I will ask her, and I will have like one of those, I'll have a ruler. No, a measuring tape. So I will check for you.
Thank you very much.
I think it could be really high, because if you've never seen your Nana jump, it could be like a coiled spring.
She's been charging up this one jump for like so many years.
She's going to jump
so high.
She's going to be like 100 feet in the air.
She's going to be like... You're going to be, like, sitting there looking at your watch waiting for her to come back down. what level of communication are you guys interested in? Because some parents / aunts and uncles are very, very close. They talk almost every day. Yeah. Some people talk maybe once or twice in a month, or, you know, once a week or whatever. Maybe we could kind of ascertain that a bit.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, the phone would work.
Like, don't go off the phone.
Yeah, just like constant phone use.
Yeah, like leave.
You gotta keep us live with you the entire time.
Yeah, we're talking.
We're just like in your pocket, you know, like while, you know, we're on the phone while you do your day-to-day activities.
Yes.
Like even in the shower.
Constant FaceTime.
Like even when you bring a boy home.
Constant FaceTime. Constant FaceTime. No Wi-Fi, because I feel like it just operates better when you're using LTE.
Yes.
Now, would you be paying for the unlimited LTE plan?
Let's be reasonable here.
The grandparents.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the grandparents have to pay for this.
Yeah.
So,
Nana, can you please pay for unlimited LTE?
Has to pay.
One additional. How's your familiarity with like smoke signals and how to use those? Are you good with that kind of stuff?
Well, no. I mean, if you're FaceTiming all the time, you could just tell Tom what the smoke signal is going to be.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know.
I'm sending one up. It says, hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more just a hobby of mine.
You just want something to talk about.
Do you think they'll be able to see the signal from Vancouver?
It just has to be a real big one.
Okay.
You just light like all a refinery on fire or something.
Yeah. Signal.
That's a type of signal.
I feel like constant FaceTiming could work for me. I frequently, with my original set of parents, I do constantly have to call them. Like, yesterday I needed to know if I could eat the chicken that was in my fridge, so I called my mom.
Okay.
And she said, maybe.
You couldn't ever be talking to anyone else unless you had a separate phone for that kind of stuff. This has to always be a constant FaceTime feed at all times.
I just want to get back to the chicken. Did you end up eating the chicken?
No. It's actually uncooked.
Oh.
So I was like, can I cook this? And then my mom was like,
What do you know about like chicken safety? Could you have shed more light on that situation?
Okay. You bought the chicken on Monday and you didn't put it in the freezer?
No, it's in the fridge. But
it's good that it's in the fridge.
Yes.
If it had been in the counter, I would have said no.
What did it smell
right
like?
Off the bat.
I haven't smelled it yet. I was just like, God, I really want to make chicken parmesan.
Why don't you just try it out, you know, and just see what happens.
Okay.
I think the worst case scenario, if you would have left it in the fridge at like 45 degrees, like just turned it on.
45 degrees in the fridge?
No, in the oven.
Oh, yes,
and you
yes.
just kept it warm.
Real warm.
If you kept it warm in like a bowl of water.
Yeah.
And then like just drank the water at the end of the week. like chicken tea.
Interesting.
That's my guess.
I think
just
you're still good for the. I'd say you got like 2 days until.
Okay.
I'd say no.
Okay.
For that chicken. Yeah. Yeah, it depends on what you want to use it for.
Chicken parmesan.
Okay. You're going to eat the chicken parmesan?
Yes.
Oh, this is an interesting.
Or anything?
No.
Okay.
What kind of family recipes would you be able to bestow onto Tom?
Oh, well, chicken parmesan.
Okay.
Oh, that's you need that one right now.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I was just going to shake the chicken breast until parmesan came onto it. But if I could be taught how to make it, that would be really nice. What other recipes do you guys cook?
We got
okay, well, you know, I also am very good at, you know, getting a nice glass of water real cold.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, like real quick.
Yeah.
Like faster than, you know, putting ice cubes in it.
Yeah.
Any of that,
what's your method?
My method?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to know? Jeez. That's a family recipe.
Want
to
adopt me?
A little bit. Talk to me after the show about that.
All right, baby. We know you can adopt me now.
It's legal.
I'm ready to go.
It's legal.
It's legal to adopt an adult. Obviously, both people have to consent.
What if both people didn't? You could just adopt somebody.
You could just do it.
There's people that go down to the
government
office.
You could just walk out to someone on the street. Just like, you are.
You're my son now. Yeah. You're on my health insurance.
It's like you ever heard of getting sunned?
Yeah, when you get like when you get served your papers, you get served your son.
Yeah, it's like you got sunned, like someone made you their legal son.
It kind of also makes me, realize that when you're a kid, you just are given, like if you're adopted, you don't have a say in the matter.
I think you have a bit of a say.
I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
Actually, that's a good point.
I mean, when you're young, obviously, like whatever. But I just thought that was something. I could be wrong.
Obviously, like whatever.
Doesn't matter. Forget I said anything. Okay, so why don't we... All right, Tom.
Yes.
Where do you stand? Maybe final closing statements. We've had a very fruitful conversation.
Okay.
Where do you stand?
I think that I'm ready to accept you guys as my aunt and uncle.
Okay.
I think I do have to... My phone only keeps about an hour and 45 minutes of charge, so I will have to keep it charged all the time, but...
Yeah, I mean... Portable charge. We'll provide portable chargers.
Yeah.
Well, they can help pay, but I'm willing to personally foot the charge.
Okay.
Of one.
Yes.
Charging port, the portable ones you take around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they
thank
keep
you.
You charged up.
Yeah.
Well, we're $45 maximum.
Yeah.
Don't be silly now.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need those ones that you need to just, you can just put your phone on. Like, you know the ones I mean?
Yeah.
Those ones are cool, actually. Yeah. I might be willing to pay a little bit more for one of those ones.
Oh, just because they're...
It's neat.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. Matt and Simran, if you want to join in. So where do you guys stand? What's the closing statements there?
I'm a yes.
Okay.
For aunt and uncle or for full-on parent?
Uncle.
Okay. I have one last question before I give my final answer.
Okay.
Do I get to be like the cool uncle?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm in. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we just need to get your Nana to hop on over here and sign some papers.
And we'll get one big jump.
Yes, yeah. From Nanaimo to Vancouver.
Like, what's the movie Hancock when he like does the big jumps?
Make sure she's wearing a parachute before she jumps.
Oh no,
that would be a woof.
Ooh.
Don't want to see that.
So that has been Be My Family.
To be our guest, if you're stressed, it's fine dining we suggest. Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest. Life is so unnerving.
Okay.
Yay.
Yeah, so that was a very fun thing.
I had fun.
Yes, it was.
I had fun.
That was a blast.
I have a new aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They seem cool.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I'd never say that to their faces, but they seem cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You wouldn't want to give them the satisfaction.
No way.
No way.
Read my lips.
No new satisfaction.
Okay, well, we're about reaching the end of the... we're about reaching the end of the...
yeah.
Reaching the end of the show. So we have only a few more minutes left.
Okay. How should we spend them?
Well, we have a little game that everyone likes to play. It's called... wait one sec. I got to pull that up.
That sounds like a fun game, yeah.
It's called Would You Rather.
Oh, geez.
Would you rather want to hurt me? Would you rather want to make me cry? Would you rather want to burn me? Would you rather want to see me fly?
All right, this is...
Remember that? That was like the first thing I ever did.
Pilot, I think.
Yeah.
It's Would You Rather the theme song.
Yeah, so Would You Rather... You know the game. We have a
classic
Would You Rather.
Game.
Ask questions because there might be a few tricks and traps in the question that you might not
some
be
trap doors.
They might not know about.
Yeah.
Jack, would you rather do the first?
Yeah, I'll
would
do
you
the,
rather do the first?
I would rather do the first one. Would you rather be adopted by a wealthy couple with a terrible secret or be raised by a group of wily street urchins?
Who's going first?
Anyone. You can go first if you want.
Wily street urchin. Yeah,
like a Dickensian gang of ruffians and cut 'em ups.
Like street pickpockets who get their... They went to the school of hard knocks.
Mm-hmm.
They
maybe they're orphans and they just got out of the chimney sweep industry.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's a hard knock life for them. Is what
Say.
Generally,
on the street edge, they get kicked.
Yeah, food, wonderful food.
Instead of treated...
They get tricked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Halloween is not fun for them.
No.
So, yeah, floor is open for discussion.
I feel like I would pick the wealthy the wealthy couple with the secret.
Oh, so
do I have to learn that secret?
Well, a terrible secret. You will learn it at some point.
Yeah, you will learn it, and you will be horrified by
it. Yeah, it will ruin your relationship with them.
Like, cancelable level of horrifying?
Like, if there's something beyond cancel, that's it.
Oh, no.
Like, prison.
So I can't even use their money because it'll be seized or whatever.
That's the thing is you get 15%.
Oh, 15%.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hmm.
15%. Yeah, they've burned all the money by then, though. By the time you find out, you get 15% of their debt, which is considerable.
Yeah, because the vast legal proceedings related to the secret.
What is it that we have to be raised by some wily street?
Yeah, so you're kind of like maybe you begin as a Wiley Street urchin.
Okay.
And then you grow up, but they stay Wiley Street urchins.
How? Yeah, how congruent is this story, my life story with them, to the plot of Get Rich or Die Tryin', starring 50 Cent?
You get shot.
How many times?
49 times.
Ooh. That is 40 more times than 50 Cent.
Oh, wait. You get shot 39 times.
Wait, hold up.
How many times does he get shot?
Nine.
Did you think he was called 50 Cent because he got shot 50 times?
Did you think that?
I think I did. I think I did. I think I did.
Oh, man.
The wild thing is he was shot in the same place every time.
And then as I was saying it, I'm like, no one could survive getting shot 50 times.
That was a golden
moment. It was all in the legs. It's fine.
I know that. No, I know logically that that's not what happened, but in that moment, I thought that's why he was called that.
Okay, so I get shot 49 times, but I survive.
Yeah.
And I get close to full functionability back.
Close, but your left hand is half of the fingers don't work.
So we need to find out to work that into my rap name, so it's a right hand man.
Oh,
it's a pretty good name.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think I'll go with the.
Why does he have the name 50 Cent then?
Because it sounds cool.
Oh,
He can only use.
I think it's because he used to collect a bunch of coins, like when he when he was like dealing on the streets.
Oh, that's actually
none
true.
Of the other like people in his group would take like cash. They would like throw it or change. They would throw it on the ground, but he would literally collect like every cent.
Oh, yeah.
And keep it in a jar.
Oh, okay.
So I'm guessing that's why he's his
so
name's
it's about like, his frugalness, his frugality.
Mm. Yes.
The most frugal rapper.
He is.
I mean, if you're going to be taught by anybody, it'd be 50 Cent if yeah. you're a street urchin.
So why don't we go around and give our final summations on our final choice.
Well, now if it turns out that the rich couple, all their money is burnt, it seems like in both cases you have no money.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I am going to go with the street urchin now.
Okay. Simran?
Oh. If it's the whole 50 Cent case, yeah, I would go with the street urchin.
I'm going to go 3 for 3 on this one and also say being raised on the mean streets of what city is it in?
It's Cleveland, Ohio.
Mean streets of Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm.
So you'd rather get shot 49 times than have some debt.
Correct.
Okay.
Can I guess the terrible secret?
Oh, yeah. So, Jack, what was the terrible secret?
I want to know this as well.
Yeah.
They were in the Panama Papers.
Oh.
Yeah, they're tax evaders.
I was going to guess that they gave a kid up to the street.
The two stories are interlinked.
They align.
Oh, man.
It's like Love Actually.
Yeah. So this next would you rather. Would you rather have a small apartment at the top of a very tall tree or a mid-sized apartment at the bottom of a very large well?
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Oh, would you rather have a small apartment at the top of a very tall tree or a mid-sized apartment at the bottom of a very large well?
Okay, wells just remind me of like that horror movie, The Ring.
Mm. Oh, true.
So
that's
I'm,
the
I'm
only reason
do...
you wouldn't want to live in a well.
Yes. I'm going to have a hard pass on that one.
Okay.
The tree. I like trees, you know.
Okay. What if? Okay, so when you're viewing the house, it says certified ringless. So there's no ring creature.
I think it's more the thought than it is the actual reality of that happening to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair.
I have a question.
I forgot to mention that your roommate would be the girl from The Ring.
Yeah.
It's the same well.
But she's cool.
Yeah, she's a good
she's
roommate.
She's super cool.
When she's not at work, she's like chill.
She'll does she do her dishes, though? Like,
yeah.
She's okay at it.
Yeah.
But like if
she'll
what
cook
about
for
her
you.
Hair? That hair is just going to go everywhere.
Oh, the shower drain is a
like,
nightmare.
That's a hard pass.
You like look at the shower drain. You're like, I wish I was friggin' ringed.
And?
I would rather die than clean out the shower
there's
drain.
There's VHS tapes everywhere.
Yeah. She keeps recording new tapes. Yeah. People think there's one tape. There's thousands.
No one
she
has a VHS player anymore.
But they have like the rejected ones where she like claws out the wall and like kind of stumbles. She's like, God damn it. And then she has to go back.
She like refuses. She refuses to move to a new medium and she's wondering why everything's slowed down at work. She's like, I'm just not getting as many, you know, hauntings recently. Like.
Tom, do you have any questions about either scenario?
I don't think I have any questions. I think I'm ready to pick.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're okay. There's nothing that you want to know more about. Okay, yeah.
Is there like a ladder?